I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released its annual report this week, recommending that the U.S. government put Nigeria back on the list of countries of particular concern. The State Department removed Nigeria from the CPC list in 2021, much to the bafflement of persecution watchdogs. Roughly every 2 hours, a Christian in Nigeria is killed for their faith. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
kind of a sad commentary on what has happened in northern Nigeria and how common those kind of attacks have become, that they don't even rise to the level of news anymore.
Nettleton says, we can be praying boldness for those who are sharing the gospel in Nigeria.
I think of so many pastors that Voice of the Martyrs is working with in northern Nigeria, and yet they continue to stay there. They continue to say, hey, this is where God has called me. This is where I'm going to serve.
And no matter how much or how little persecution comes into a Christian's life, one thing is true. Jesus is worth it all. Samuel with Redemptive Stories talks about a dear friend of his we'll call Peter. Originally from Iraq, Peter lived as a refugee in another country with his family. A team of believers began to meet with him, and through their conversations, his heart softened toward God. He began sharing his new faith in Christ with whoever would listen. But then his wife realized their family would lose their position in Muslim circles, so she left Peter and took their kids.
But he has said over and over again to our team that it's worth it. Jesus is worth it.
Would you let Peter's story be a call forward in your own discipleship after Christ?
I would say the same thing that my dear brother demands of himself, which is to follow Christ, which means give everything for the sake of winning some others to walk this journey with him.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.